At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On today's show, we're going to clear up all the disgusting lies the Cowboys are trying to feed us.
Yeah, roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, before
so
we
excited.
Discuss the big topics in the NFL, we have
yep.
bigger stories to discuss about what's been happening right here on this show.
Insanity.
Our merch store is totally blowing up. Yeah, sales are through the roof, people. And, you know, we won't disclose specific numbers, but, you know, let's just say sales are up 10,000%.
Wow.
You go,
just a huge number that stands alone. Don't need more context at all.
Absolutely not. And today, good guest today for a change, Tony. Longtime Eagle, played for the team for 10 seasons. Of course, those were the Andy Reid years. So, you know, we're going to ask him how much he resents Andy for, you know, winning Super Bowls elsewhere and just giving a half-assed effort while in Philly. Former Eagles offensive guard, Todd Herrmanns.
Yeah.
But first, it's time for a word from our good friends at Colgate. How does your breath smell? If you don't know the answer, then that likely means it smells like fresh dog shit.
Yeah, you know, the other day I ran into my Aunt Marie's boyfriend Nunzio, and his breath smelled like four-day-old garbage mixed with piss. And I said, Nunzio, your breath smells terrible. What did you just eat? And then he said, your aunt. And then I said, actually, let's just keep going.
Just go to your local CVS. Yep. Tell them Paulie and Tony said you and purchase a minimum of 40 tubes of Colgate to receive $3 in extra bucks. Just a terrific deal.
Another check in the mail.
There we go. With that business out of the way, it's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate. You know, after the Cowboys beat the Commanders 45-10 on Thanksgiving, the distrustful media has done nothing but talk about the Cowboys, milking the subject like it's breastfeeding time at the Octomom's house.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's because their so-called media studies and focus groups, whatnot, have told them that the Cowboys talk juices ratings. Now, we are never going to stoop that low on this show. Don't need to, obviously, because our ratings are massive.
Yeah,
but, you know,
roof.
Unfortunately, it is our journalistic duty, you know, to talk about the Cowboys right now for at least the next 5 minutes. Right, Tony?
Yeah, exactly. There are so many other stories we could talk about, like the Eagles. And, well, you know, there's a lot of others, too.
Yeah, there are a lot of others. But the first, all right, let's address this. You know, people are saying that the Cowboys are a so-called, quote-unquote, good team because they're 8-3. Oh. But, you know, when you do a deep dive into the numbers, like the rest of the lazy, uneducated media just refuses to do, you can easily see that all the teams they played and beat through week 12 did not have a winning record. Now, Tony, this is just totally dishonest, isn't it?
It's shameful. You can't have a, quote, winning record if you've only beaten losing teams.
Yep.
It's time we make NFL records more accurate. So, from now on, beating shitty teams should only count as a half win, and losing to a shitty team should count as a quadruple loss.
Yep.
So, based on that logical reasoning, the Cowboys' adjusted record is actually 4-6, putting them far out of playoff contention as it stands currently.
Eye-opening analysis there, Tony. And,
you
know, people out there might say, hey, well, what about the Eagles losing to the Jets?
Oh,
well, those people are clearly morons because, as
dummies.
We established several times in a previous episode, that is terrific, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
That was only because both teams were wearing green helmets.
There you go.
And that was clearly confusing for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, the Jets were basically camouflaged as Eagles. Unfair.
Yeah, and, you know, we want to move on here, but, you know, back to the Cowboys. Another headline you've probably seen out there, many talking heads in the media are now saying Dak Prescott belongs in the MVP conversation.
Yep.
Now, this is why you shouldn't just read clickbait headlines. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, it's true that Dak Prescott belongs in the MVP conversation, but only if that conversation is 10 hours long and you're discussing at least 600 different players.
Yep.
Because right now, on my list of potential MVP candidates, Dak currently sits at number 587, right between Chargers tight end Gerald Everett and Titans second-string cornerback Roger McCreary. So I guess, yes, Dak is in the conversation, but don't be fooled, he sucks.
Such valuable perspective there, Tony. And, you know,
Thank you.
More story we have to address here. You know, we don't usually like to discuss a player's personal life on the show
never.
Because, you know, it's wrong and distasteful, frankly, to bring someone's spouse or, you know, partner into the story. But that being said, this week, Dak Prescott and his girlfriend announced that they're pregnant. And, you know, unfortunately, Tony, this raises some very serious concerns we must address.
You know, I became very concerned when I heard Dak and his girlfriend are having a baby. I mean, can Dak be trusted with the baby? I mean, what if he accidentally passes the baby to an opposing doctor?
Yep.
Or what if he fumbles the baby?
Yep.
I mean, we can definitely trust Dak in the first two trimesters, but in the final 2 minutes of the fourth trimester, Dak's gonna buckle under the pressure. That's why I think it's a smart idea to bring the more sure-handed Cooper Rush in to handle those final key moments.
Such terrific and vital medical advice there, Tony. And,
Thank you.
Again, we absolutely think it's distasteful when the media encroaches on a player's personal life. But we did happen to do a deep analysis of the pregnancy portraits that were released to the press. And as you can see, using our super zoom technology, the baby bump on Dak's girlfriend appears to be housing a baby deep in its second trimester or early third trimester. And Tony, this says a lot, doesn't it?
Yep. By my calculations, that would put the baby's due date right at February 11th, which is also the date of the Super Bowl. So this is clearly Dak's way of admitting that he won't be playing in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
However, let's say he was planning to watch the Super Bowl that day. Well, he's not going to have time. Just another example of bad Cowboys clock management and also cock management.
Great point, Tony. And also, what Thank a terrific you. Segue that you did there. Because on that last topic, we must address a very difficult and complicated situation developing in the NBA. Oklahoma City Thunder player Josh Giddey accused of having an inappropriate relationship with an underage girl. Now, people are saying that both the team and the league here have been slow to respond. But Tony, those people, they need to have some perspective here, don't they?
Yeah. You know, we know a lot of people are shocked at how long the NBA has taken to address the serious allegations against Josh Giddey. Now, we don't want to minimize these allegations at all. But we also must take into account that this is happening during the historic and very important first ever in-season tournament. And everyone in the NBA was simply waiting to see which team would come out of West Group B. Again, don't want to minimize the allegations at all. But West Group B was very competitive, and that had to take some priority.
Such an expert handling of a complex and potentially explosive situation there. And, you know, would love to a deep dive into all the legal ramifications there. But unfortunately, our guest coming on the line right now. So let's just go ahead and bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work.
Fusco Satellite Network.
We are so glad to bring in one of our Eagles brothers. Basically a teammate.
Yep,
that's
we're
what
teammates.
He is, you know. And he played 10 seasons, as you know, at offensive guard for Philly, 2005 to 2014. Fourth round pick out of Saginaw Valley State.
No idea
which we
what
have
that
no
is.
Idea where that is. But hey, yeah. Somehow they found you, which is good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Currently a member for Athletes for Care, where he's helping support athletes' health, specifically promoting the use of cannabis. Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, Todd Herrmanns, welcome to the show.
What's up, boys? How you doing? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. But, you know, some ground rules before we begin. You know, we know several people who like to, you know, hit the reefer, the happy cigarette,
the sweet
you know.
Leaf.
You know, some of them may be hosting the show, too.
Maybe.
On that note, we just ask that you try to keep, you know, your thoughts on topic. And remember that nobody out there wants a 10-minute answer. You understand?
Yeah. And no alien talk. Okay. That's all.
Agreed. Well, I don't know if that's the alien summoning herb, but there's other things.
Okay.
What is the alien summoning herb?
I don't know. I don't have any experience in that category, but from what I hear, there's some stuff that can really have you blast off and speak to the aliens, but...
All right. Well, Tony will speak to you offline.
Yeah,
after the
maybe
show
we
about
continue that part of the conversation.
Yeah, okay.
After
anyway,
the show.
Let's get to football here.
Yeah.
You know, let's start with the Eagles. Obviously, you were on the team. You had Andy Reid as your coach then. Unfortunately for you, you know, he never won a Super Bowl.
Nope.
And, you know, then he goes to Kansas City, traitor, and has already won two. Do you resent Andy Reid, you know, for not giving us his best plays and, you know, doing such a half-assed shit job when he was here?
Well, I don't know if resent would be the word to use.
Hate?
Nah, you know, as I look back on it, I'm very fond of Andy. I don't really have a whole lot of ill will towards him.
Oh, now I ask this very politely, but do you accept mediocrity in your life? Is that something you do?
No, not at all. Well, I don't think we would be considered mediocre through that time span of football. You thought that's mediocre?
Well, you know, all right, you had some 10-win, 11-win seasons, but, you know, compared to the Eagles now, you know.
Yeah, dominant. Yeah,
about to be 16-1, about to win a Super Bowl, you know, mediocre.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare to where they're at right now, but, yeah, we, you know, we had some good years in there. We were building the program, continuing the culture.
But did you ask him, hey, coach, congratulations, but, you know, why did you save your good plays for KC and give us all the plays here in Philly? Did you ask him that?
Like the ring around the rosy play and stuff like that?
Yeah, all that stuff. Where was that?
Well, he put me at tight end. That was about as crazy as we got.
What were your stats at tight end?
Did you have any catches when you reported as tight end?
Come on, guys. I had 2 touchdowns. I'm 2 for 2.
Look at this guy over here. Of
there
course.
You go. All right.
That's
all right.
Right.
No wonder he likes Andy Reid.
Yeah,
you know,
no wonder.
Some stats on the board. Okay.
How did you guys come up with the play? Were you having like, you know, one of the happy cigarette sessions and you're what if we do this? That would be crazy.
Yeah. How much reefer was Andy Reid smoking?
I don't know if that aligns with the Mormon faith. I don't think Andy partakes in that pastime, but it wasn't my idea. It was just I think it's just a bout of playwriting genius.
Well, I got to say, when that out-of-the-box thinking happens, you know what's usually involved there.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of the happy cigarette box.
No,
exactly.
It does induce a little creativity in people, you know?
Well, that leads to our next question. You know, you did have Chip Kelly as a coach.
I did.
Two questions. What was that like, and how much weed did you have to smoke daily to get through that?
Yeah, like 3 bong rips in the morning. How much did we go through there?
You know, I didn't really change my use throughout my career, depending on the coach or the circumstances. I was more of like a a recreational guy, not such a therapeutic guy.
I see. All right. Well, you know, consistency, that's good.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Chip, it was a different vibe. I drank the Kool-Aid right away, and I thought it was the greatest thing to hit the NFL, you know? And then, you know, you got to also be adaptable in the NFL, and that's where I think we struggled a little bit with the Chip Kelly era. And
what was in the Kool-Aid? Poison? You know, was it kind of that Jim Jones stuff?
Well, might have been a little mind altering to get you on board with whatever was going on.
Yeah. You were like, let's definitely get Kiko Alonso for LaShawn McCoy. This Kool-Aid's great.
And nah, then, I was actually out of there that year. I was part of the overall.
They got rid of you by then. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know, that just shows that he didn't know what he was doing. He probably should have put you at tight end. Then they would have gone to
exactly.
The Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, with a little self-reflection, you know, my career didn't last too much longer after that, so maybe he was on to something.
There you go.
What do you think was going on at that point, you know, while you were reflecting?
Well, you know, time off, you know, retirement, I guess. I wasn't playing, so it makes
sense. How did they build the pyramids, like stuff like that?
Yeah, some of the ancient alien classic riddles and stuff like that. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So you're saying that, you know, Mr. Reefer was calling more than Mr. Kelly. Is that what you're saying?
Mr. Reefer was calling more than most NFL GMs.
I see.
Yep.
Well, you know, all right, but let's talk about that final time you were with the Eagles. You know, you were an offensive guard. I've always wondered this, Todd. Did you ever have a QB, you know, that was so bad that you just didn't want to block for him? You know, just, you know, ole, let him get ruined. And was that QB Kevin Cobb?
Well, I could say this. There was no quarterback that I played for that I didn't want to block for. They were all great guys. I feel like you really got to be a piece of shit if your O-line doesn't want to block for you. So,
without naming names, do they play for the Jets?
I have no idea, dude. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, you know, you did play on the 2013 Eagles, right?
Yes.
Foles that year had the greatest statistical year ever for a quarterback, throwing 27 touchdowns and only 2 picks, which leads to my next question. What was it like showering with Nick Foles?
How was it showering with Foles?
Intimidating?
Yeah. Crowded.
There you go.
Yeah. Nothing spectacular. Nick's a beautiful human being.
Oh, he's dodging the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, are you guys trying to see like what the size is? Is that what you want to know?
Well, you know, we do study NFL stats on this show.
It's journalism. We're just doing journalism here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Nick, there's a lot of guys in the locker room. Nothing sticks out tremendously to me.
Well, except that though. I mean, right?
No, not right. Not right.
No? No. It wasn't like the movie Anaconda with John Voight and Jennifer Lopez. We're like, no.
Terrific movie reference.
Yeah, great movie there. Wasn't it like being in Anaconda?
If it was, I didn't get the, I didn't pass the audition for that movie.
Wow. Okay. No. Okay.
Okay. Not quite sure what that means, but I'm kind of getting uncomfortable, Tony. Yes. You know, journalism, though, that's what happens when you're a journalist. You have to ask the uncomfortable questions.
Absolutely.
All right, look, moving on. You know, you finished your career in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know, we spot trends on this show. That's what we do, patterns.
Yep.
You know, there are so many players and coaches who have gone from the Eagles to the Colts. Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Gardner Minshew, Frank Reich, Shane Steichen, countless others. Is there some rule that makes it mandatory that when you start sucking, you are contractually obligated to leave the Eagles for the Colts?
Yeah, it was in very fine print, and I didn't see it when I first signed the contract. And then when that time came, they just kind of pointed to it, reminded me.
Did you have
me
a choice? Like, it was either the Colts or the Texans, you know, do they at least, or is it just has to be?
No, they basically were like, it's either the Colts or you just, you know, you don't get to play anymore.
Oh, horrible.
Wow. Yeah. So how much reefer did you smoke that season?
That
was a tough one.
let's talk Cowboys, right? You obviously played the Cowboys many times in your career. You know, people are saying this year's Cowboys team is, quote, good. How do you respond to that clearly fraudulent and misleading assertion?
Well, you know, there can be a lot of tricks played on the TV these days. And
there you go.
I really think that they got some CGI stuff going on down there that would make them appear decent at times. But we really know that it's just all a sham, and they can only
right. I think the cannabis is kicking in right now.
Aren't that good? What's that?
Oh, that's the ganja talking.
I think the old Mary Jane has just kind of hit the system there. were you in the bathroom, you know, 15 minutes ago? What?
No, I was actually sitting here waiting for you guys.
CGI.
Maybe the edible kicked in suddenly.
I mean, I don't know if you can definitely say that they suck. Like we usually say, you know, Dallas sucks.
But I just want to test your loyalty here because I still don't know if you're a Colt.
That's
or
true.
Any.
You're a little shaky.
Yeah, yep. You know, I think you need to look into the camera and you got to say that the Cowboys are a bunch of frauds and the shittiest team in the NFL. And, you know, don't worry about this not being taken out of context because don't worry, people will see the whole thing.
Yep.
So you need to test my loyalty?
Yeah. Come on, bro.
So what was the question? The question was the Cowboys question? Suck?
Oh, look at this guy's short-term memory. Oh, yeah. Well, guess what else,
guess
Ganja
what?
Boy? Guess what else is short-term?
Yeah,
your
guess what?
This
interview is short-term. Guess what?
Sorry, guys.
Guess what?
Goodbye,
hey, man, things are getting hairy, man. Because you're off the show.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, I think I got a contact high just talking to him, Tony.
Yeah, I got the munchies just from that interview.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, let's just move on. Time to wrap the show anyway. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at Colgate.
Yeah, thank you.
Hold on.
Oh, you kidding me?
From a high to a low.
Yeah, producer Jay, what do you want?
Corrections.
What? Hurry up.
When you were talking about Dak and his girlfriend having a baby, you mentioned a fourth trimester.
Yeah, bro.
Science, bro.
No, they're called trimesters because there's only three of them, not four.
Oh, yeah? Well, I wish your mom had zero trimesters.
Yeah. The last time you were inside a woman was your birth. Oh, you're done.
Good.
Get out of here. We're done.
No,
we're
no,
finished.
No.
What?
What? Go. Hurry up.
You said the Thunder were in the West Group B during the NBA in-season tournament.
Yeah, bro. Exciting.
Yes, so?
They're in West Group C, not B.
Oh, yeah? Well, nobody's going to see you after I bury you in the ground.
Yeah. You're not going to see my knife going into your back. Boom. You're done.
Good one,
we're finished. Let's get out of here. We're done.
No.
What?
Why? Hurry up.
In the last show, you said Giants quarterback Tommy DeVito was a bust.
Yeah, he sucks.
So?
His passer rating is 92.4. That's right behind Jalen Hurts, who is at 94.9.
Oh, yeah, well, you're a Giant.
Yeah, when girls see you on Tinder, they have a passer rating of 100%. Boom! You're
great
done.
One,
he said
and,
he's
talking about someone
poorly.
With a great passer rating.
Yep.
Next week, just booked on the show.
Who?
Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero Nick Foles will
wow.
be here. Can't wait for that.
Great!
Don't forget,
that's so exciting.
Visit our merch store, which is just blowing up. Buy all the stuff.
Unbelievable!
Subscribe
buy all
on
the
YouTube.
Merch.
Follow us on TikTok. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.